Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where today, why don't we give you some news? I mean, that's what we promise, right? Just the news. We've got it for you. We overnight, as I hinted on the podcast yesterday, broke a pretty big story. Now, before I get to that, yes, I have Georgia on my mind, the Peach State. But before I get to that news, just a quick teaser. Once we're going done talking about Georgia, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with Congressman Jim Jordan, great state of Ohio, great American patriot, a guy who really has been in the trenches on some of the biggest stories of the last 3 or 4 years, Russia, Ukraine, now working in a very constructive way on the antitrust big tech issue. And he has some warning words, I believe. I think he has. I've seen him say it. Some warning words about these new Democratic bills that they say are to address big tech and antitrust issues. But I think he has a different take on it, that maybe they're censorship bills hidden in disguise. So we're going to talk to Congressman Jordan about that and probably a whole lot more. I'm sure we're going to ask him about Durham and Russia. Going to have to ask him about wokeism. And we'll also talk about the voting in the country as well. Before that, though, let's talk about Georgia. Let's talk about voting. This morning, my colleague and I, Daniel Payne and I, have continued our work in Georgia, and we broke a story that I think is very important. What is it? 2 months before, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger went on 60 Minutes and said he thought they had had a safe, secure, honest election. Those are his words, not mine, his words, in Georgia. He and his staff had been given a report, 29 pages long. From who? From a contractor, a vendor named Carter Jones, of the company Seven Hills Strategies. They were sent to Atlanta at the behest of the Secretary of State at the cost of Fulton County to observe the voting and vote counting procedures in Atlanta, the biggest urban center, the biggest vote center in the state of Georgia, by a mile, by the way. Large number of votes there. Maybe about a sixth of the state, I think, if I remember my math correctly. Well, that fella got there, and he went to the warehouses where the votes were stored. He went to the counting center. He observed, and what he found in 29 pages of memos and notes, which, by the way, read like a diary, 11:59, 4 p.m., is an outrageous display of bad election behavior. He called it a massive breach of chain of custody. He witnessed ballots being scanned multiple times and double counted. He witnessed ballots being moved in open carts without sealed boxes. He witnessed voter IDs, the names and addresses being visible, voter privacy pierced. He worried that that would lead to reprisal, that someone who saw a name and said, "You voted for Trump, I'm going after you now." He worried about that. He worried about so much. He literally described the most dysfunctional vote counting operation you could ever imagine in America. Voter privacy, voter integrity, voter security breached over and over and over and over again, over 7 days from November 1st all the way to November 8th, a completely different portrait. And yeah, that wasn't the whole state, right? It's one part of the state, but a big part of the state Now, you take that report, which we've put out. You can read the whole report. We posted it online in the story. And now take what we reported yesterday, which that when they got to the audit in later November, the audit integrity documents, the documents that showed which batches were counted by which machines and what the tallies were, there are missing sequences in those groups. There are repeat sequences. There, remember what I told you yesterday? There's one group of consecutive batches of votes that all came out the same identical way, 392 for Joe Biden, 96 for Trump, 3 for Joe Jurgensen. Mathematically, statistically, impossible. Not improbable, impossible. So I am extremely interested to take those two together and say, Secretary Raffensperger, yes, you know, maybe the vote, these things wouldn't have changed the vote. Maybe these things aren't proof of fraud, but they are proof of extraordinary, breathtaking, jaw-dropping dysfunction that all but ensures that the people of Atlanta, the people of Fulton County, quite frankly, the people of Georgia and the United States can't possibly have confidence in the vote counting that occurred in Atlanta. And when an election is only settled by 12,000 or less votes like Georgia was, that large of a crisis, that large of a dysfunction cast out on the entire state. It shines badly on the entire state of Georgia, not just Fulton County. Now, what Secretary Raffensperger told us, we reached out to him and he said, listen, there is clearly huge problems in Fulton County. This document affirms that, not disputing that. I want the top leaders of Fulton County's election team to be removed. Now, we've done some reporting and some people tell me he and others are considering putting Fulton County into receivership. There's a new election integrity law that allows the state to come in and take over a voting district if the procedures are so bad. I didn't hear this from Raffensperger, but I heard from other people that that's something that's being considered, weighed, kicked around. We want to get rid of the Fulton County election team. They have not done their job well, but we don't think it would have changed the election, and we don't think it's evidence of fraud. It's evidence of incompetence. Okay, he's entitled to that, but that is a very big difference. He's come a long way from the 60 Minutes interview in January where he said everything went great. You know, nothing to worry about in Georgia. There's a lot to worry about in Georgia. If you're an Atlanta or Fulton County resident, you have a lot to be worried about when you read this document. 29 pages. Just think about this. If your vote that you cast was count in a place like this, would you want it? Would you even trust that it was counted properly? Just read these documents. It is an extraordinary, extraordinary indictment of what we were told was an okay voting system. Turns out it wasn't a very okay voting system. If 1/5, 1/6, 1/7 of the state was that bad, it shines upon and reflects upon the entire state's integrity, on its reputation, on its confidence, its trust. And we're going to continue to dig. I don't think we're done digging. I'm going to tell you about one anecdote that jumps out at me. The Fulton County hired a temporary staffing agency to get the workers that would count the votes. It was called Happy Faces. Nice company, has a great tradition. It was started by a very prominent and loved African-American man in Atlanta. And it was brought in to do this work. And the contractor, Carter Jones from Seven Hills Consulting, who's working for Raffensperger, being paid by Fulton County to be the observer, looks around and says, hey, I just had someone come in, say they were in the elevator with these employees from Happy Faces, and two of them were talking about, well, I won't use the word they use. It begins with an F and an S. But let's just say they were going to mess things up. They were there to mess things up. And he says, I'm really deeply concerned. I got to keep my eyes on those two now. And I'm going to put them in a place where they can do the least amount of harm so they can't really mess things up. Again, using a much more colloquial word than was really used, or much more colorful word used in the document. And he goes on to say, I wonder if those two are the emblematic. What sort of vetting have we done to hire people to count votes here? What do we have, good people or bad people? Did they vet election workers carefully? One of the most important jobs in the world, counting our votes. One of the most important rights, the sanctity of the voting right in America. Well, that is a great question, right? We don't know the answer. And we don't know the answer because the officials in Georgia who assured us everything was fine didn't dig deep enough. And that's why what's going on right now under the auspices of a lawyer named Bob Cheely is an audit overseen by a state judge who's ordered it. The absentee ballots have been unsealed. On Monday, there's a court case, a court hearing in Mr. Cheely's lawsuit, and it is focused on maybe getting deposition authority, meaning that beyond the documents they're reviewing, they can now interview people under oath and find out what really went on in Fulton. Now, that should have been the job of the Secretary of State. That should have been the job of the State Elections Board. That should have been the job of the Georgia legislature, but they didn't do their job like what we've just done or what like Attorney Bob Cheely has done. But now the American public has it all, and it's time for you and me and others to look at it, come to our own conclusions, and demand accountability. And more importantly, demand fixes. Did everything the Georgia legislature passed in the recent election integrity bill address this, or is there more that need to be done? Do the election leaders of Fulton County need to be removed or fired? Does it need to be taken into receivership? That's for you and for the voters and citizens and leaders of Georgia to say, but we have given you a body of evidence that was kept from the American public, the Georgia public, the Atlanta public for a long time, and we hope that it does some good, trigger some debate, offer some insight, leads to some opportunity. All right, speaking of insights, we're going to go to a quick commercial break to our great advertisers and sponsors, hear from them. And when we come back, Congressman Jim Jordan, a man who always brings some wit and wisdom with him. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. All right, quick commercial break. When we come back, our exclusive interview with Congressman Jim Jordan, ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee and one of the newsiest members of Congress, always in the headlines, right after this commercial break. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, one of my favorite interviews. I love every time he comes on this show. Congressman Jim Jordan from the great state of Ohio is here. Congressman, great to be with you again.
It's always good to be with you, John. Thanks for having me on.
I want to let you know I'm in a blue shirt, sleeves are rolled up today, no jacket. I feel like I got the Jordan look today.
There you go.
You're influencing everybody, even in fashion. It's great.
Well, I don't know if I'm much of a fashion guy, but anyway, it's good.
For the hardworking Americans, that is the fashion. That's what we were supposed to look like when we go to work hard every day. Listen, I want to start off with something because you have been a very eloquent voice on this, and you've been warning of these moments. And so the Democrats just introduced 5 antitrust big tech bills, and I'd like to get your take. Do you feel like there's a moment where both parties realize we've created monsters that have to be dealt with?
Well, no. What I know is, and what you know, I think, and your listeners and viewers and readers all know, is that big tech's out to get conservatives,
right?
And they need to be reined in. The liability protection needs to go away. The so-called Section 230, and frankly, they need to be broken up. And we're working on. We've introduced the Section 230 bill, and we're working on how we deal with breaking them up. But what the Democrats introduced, Jerry Nadler, David Cicilline, Hakeem Jeffries, Joe Neguse, I mean, the impeachment managers, what they introduced, while it may sound good, is frankly only going to allow big tech to collude with big government, the Biden administration, the FTC, to further go after conservatives. I mean, think about this, John. Do you really think the same party where Democrat members of Congress wrote a letter to the big carriers saying, hey, can you take Fox News, One American News, Newsmax off your platforms? Do you really think they want the same thing we do?
No.
So that's the concern here, is I think this is going to make a bad situation worse. And it's a package of 6 bills. There's a couple that may do some good, but the package overall is very bad.
Yeah, and I'm going to go through some things because I've read through these over the last couple of days, and one of them that jumps out, there's nothing in here that addresses the free speech issue. There's nothing that says you're going to get punished if in the future you discriminate against speech or censor content, particularly of conservatives, because that's where they've been censoring. Are you surprised that that would not be addressed after all the outcry?
No, because the Democrats are in control. They're introducing these bills. They like the fact that the big tech kicked the sitting president of the United States off the platforms. They like the fact that they're censoring conservatives. And what this bill does right now, they're saying, well, it's just going to cover Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google. But the definition will quickly sweep into that covered platform, into the Walmart, Tesla, Microsoft. And you know how government is. Once they get their foot in the door, they're going to keep coming for all kinds of businesses and regulating them and frankly, making them do what government. Remember, there was just a story two days ago, the new FTC chair, Lena Khan, guess who she worked for before she got that job? She worked for Jerry Nadler and David Cicilline. My guess is she probably wrote the bill.
All of the family.
She said all kinds of radical left things. Yeah, she said all kinds of radical left things. So that's the problem here. We know what's coming. Hey, John, think about this. We've already seen where big tech will collude with important people in the government to keep critical information from the American people, right?
That's right. We saw
with Zuckerberg and Fauci when they worked together to make sure we didn't understand where this virus started, that it likely started in the lab, and that even when their emails come public with a FOIL, they redact a bunch of it. So this is going to, as I said, make a bad situation, in my judgment, much worse.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably exactly right. I think you're right. And you know, one of the sponsors, David Cicilline, has been an advocate of more censorship recently. Actually, he's not talking about less. Yeah. He's actually advocating for more restraint of speech. So I guess that it's out there.
They want to get what any good story, any breaking news John Solomon has. They want to all that. They're going to call it misinformation when in fact they called your stories misinformation when you were right about the dossier, when you were right about the Trump. So they want more of that. And with government working directly with big tech, they will get more of that. That's why we have to stop these bills and do this change the right way.
So for your colleagues, I think what you're saying is this is a wolf dressed up in sheep's clothing, huh?
Yep, sure is. Sure is.
Do you think your fellow conservatives in the House are digging in and learning?
It seems
important.
They're getting it. It helps when you get on, when we talk on shows like yours here. But we've been spreading the word, and I think members are figuring out. Now, there's one bill that's like a venue bill on like where cases go.
Right.
I don't really see a problem with that. But the way this sets up these, they set up secret technical committees that aren't subject to the advisory committee law, so that they can operate in secret for each business that will be covered. So there's a separate technical secret committee for each entity that is covered under this legislation.
Wow.
And again, just dangerous stuff.
Yep. The transparency is eroding every day. It's really remarkable what we see. And thank God we have you as a voice looking out and calling this out in real time. I want to go back to one of our favorite subjects because John Durham has been investigating and investigating and investigating and investigating, and it's now been 2 years. He's coming up on the Mueller time frame, same amount of time as Mueller. Do you think there will be any more accountability than what we've seen?
I'm at the point, John, where my guess is you're in the same place. Who the heck knows?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were betting, you'd probably bet against it because it's,
so long.
And I know this report was supposed to be out last spring,
September,
a year ago. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. But it is frustrating for Americans who, I know they've walked up to you before, just like people have walked up to me and said, when is someone going to be held accountable? And it's frustrating, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
I just really don't.
Yeah. I think I'm in the same place. I still see some activity, I hear witnesses who want to see them, but at some point you got to say either make your decision or get out of the way. I guess that'll be the thing. You have been, and I watch you on TV on C-SPAN sometimes, and you have been one of the most ardent, outspoken members of Congress about the danger of this wokeism that's sweeping everything from the military under the defense secretary to, all school boards with 1619 Project and CRT. Are we at a tipping point? And, I had Elise Stefanik on the show the other day, and she said something interesting, which is she actually thinks the Democrats are doing the Republicans a favor because they're driving moderates and independents into the Republicans' arms with this agenda. Do you think this backfires at some point?
Oh, yeah. I think Americans actually respect the First Amendment. You're right. Every right we enjoy under the First Amendment has been assaulted. Your right to practice your faith, your right to assemble, petition the government, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, every single one. I tell folks there are still churches today where the full congregation can't meet on a Sunday morning in some states.
It's amazing.
4 weeks ago, John, I spoke to the New Mexico Republican Party in Amarillo, Texas, because they had to go to Texas. They had to flee to Texas to get freedom because they couldn't assemble. So, and you can go down each one. So, yeah, this is serious. I think it's going to backfire. And frankly, what else is going to backfire on them is the fact that this has to be the worst start to any administration in our lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, what have they done? I mean, taxes are going to increase, but that's on top of a border that was secure that's now chaos, energy independence that's now gas lines, peace in the Middle East that's now war in the Middle East. All this woke craziness, the assault on your liberties, and on, the fact that employers can't find employees. So you can just go down the list. So, yeah, I think there's going to be – I think the American people are going to say, we didn't bargain for all this baloney. We're going to put Republicans back in charge of the House in 18 months.
Yeah, all the polling data is starting to lean in that direction, and I think the more the Biden agenda comes out there, it's just people who had a different thought of who Joe Biden was are waking up to the reality that he is firmly in the far-left camp of the party now. We had a story this morning. Now you probably haven't a chance to see it yet because it's early, but a brand new document we got under the Freedom of Information Act out of Georgia shows that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's office had an observer in Atlanta, in Fulton County, the largest counting center in the state, and he chronicled 29 pages of irregularities, mismanagement, missing ballots or people moving ballots and things out. Double counting, voters' IDs being left out. And he actually said, I'm worried about people being reprised a bit because you can see who voted and where they live. Just extraordinary, egregious violations of good election practices. Do you think that now that we're 6 or 7 months past and it's no longer just about Trump, that it's really about what sort of elections we're going to have, that are you encouraged that a lot of these state legislatures are moving to take action?
Yeah, and remember, Democrats told us we called for hearings and an investigation in Congress the week after the election last fall. So, but Democrats never want to investigate, and it doesn't surprise me that there were more problems than what was initially reported, because that happens with every single story.
Yep.
Remember, they told us that the IRS 10 years ago, IRS is not targeting conservatives. Turned out they were. They told us that President Trump colluded with Russia. Turned out he didn't. They told us the dossier was true. Turned out it was. I mean, a lot of that's because of your great reporting. They told us that there's no way this virus started in a lab. Well, Shazam, it sure looks like it did. And then they told us last fall, and they told us for several months, there was no problems with this election. And you're sort of like instinctively, wait a minute. Biden would get 5 people out of it. President Trump would get 50,000. President Trump increased his vote with Hispanic Americans, African Americans, 12 million more votes, won 19 to 20 bellwether counties, won Ohio by 8, Iowa by 8, Florida by 3. But somehow lost to the guy that barely left his house. So maybe that'll happen. Maybe that's how it played out. But it sort of cries out for an investigation. Yeah. And now as we're investigating, we're finding some interesting things.
I got to tell you this funny story because it'll make you snicker. I was in a line at a store about 2 weeks ago. Someone recognized me from TV and came up and to me and said, geez, can you believe this world? We have a shortage of gas right now. We got a shortage of lumber. And I think we got a shortage of conspiracy theories because all the conservative conspiracy theories became true. And I just started to snicker. I thought that was the funniest darn line. But you're just an average guy in a store. But it tells you something that people have figured out that the boy that cried wolf has cried too many times now.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Well, hey, John, thanks so much, man.
Thank you, sir.
The work you do. Take care.
Okay, have a great weekend. God bless. All right, folks, that wraps it up. What a great interview with one of my favorite members of Congress. Always get great news and information out of them. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, what a day. Great to have Congressman Jim Jordan on. Great to talk about the Georgia election stuff. We think that's pretty important stuff. We hope you enjoyed that. Hey, it is spring into summertime. We're getting to that point where grilling should be a weekly thing, maybe a daily thing. Sometimes for me, it's a daily thing. I go out, I grill vegetables, I grill steaks. And when I do, you know where I go? I go to my friends at KansasCitySteaks.com. They are the best. They have the best meats, the best appetizers, the best sides, the best desserts. If you want a rib roast or lamb or sliced ham, you know, I did it for Easter. It was great. Savory prime rib roast, anything you want. They've got it, and they've got it so easy. You don't have to fight in the store, go through the packs of meat. You know, there's been a lot of meat shortages at my local store. I'm frustrated. That's why I don't even bother anymore. You know what I do? I just go to KansasCitySteak.com. I pick out what I want, and I put in the code JUSTNEWS, all one word, in the checkout box. That's the code you use, JUSTNEWS, because you're a Just News fan. And you know what you get? 10% off the order, plus free shipping. I just sent my dad some steaks for Father's Day. Oh, I think I might have told him about his gift early. That's okay. You should do the same for your dad. I brought some into the house. I've got some coming to my brother's because I'm going to visit my brother in a little bit. And we are going to grill out day in, day out from my good friends because, you know, I don't mind going to the restaurant. Love to do it. But you know what? You can make a steakhouse in your backyard, on your deck, on your porch, on your patio. All you got to do is have those incredible steaks delivered to your door. Hamburgers, rib roast, whatever you want. It's there. I love prime rib, by the way. That's one of my favorites that they have there. We grill it. We sit around. We enjoy. We enjoy the sun going down on the long summer nights. And we are thankful that it was made possible. Didn't have to get dressed up. Didn't have to fight the traffic. Didn't have to fight the grocery lines. It just showed up at my door in a freeze-dried package. And I stuck it in my freezer, popped it out on the weekend. And it was great because my friends at Kansas City Steak do it right. And so if you want that discount, if you want to be in on the Just the News Club, go to KansasCitySteaks.com, put in Just News in the box at the checkout. You're going to get 10% off and free shipping. Saves you a boatload of money. I'm getting hungry just talking about it. You know what I'm going to do on Sunday? I got one last steak left in my freezer from the last run. I'm throwing it on. Watch out. It's going to be great. All right, folks, that wraps it up for the week. Keep an eye. I think we'll have some more Georgia election stuff over the weekend and into early next week. So keep an eye on JustTheNews.com. Check us out often. We're always grateful. Tell your friends. Let them know we're asking for them. And of course, support all of our great advertisers and sponsors who make this show possible, including my good friends at KansasCitySteaks.com. Remember, Just News in the code box at KansasCitySteaks.com. 10% off, free shipping. Delicious steaks. I think I could go buy some right now. All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. God bless.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.